right. Well, here we are. To dream again. To dare again. To feel enjoyment and happiness again. Or for the first time. To realize this is living. Be inspired. To see your life as an exciting journey of discovery. With your host of the Inspire Possibility Show, Mark Sussman.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Sussman. Thanks for tuning in to the Inspire Possibility Show. This week we have another fascinating human being, person who can inspire us to think about things that maybe we don't think about enough, to start to think in a different way, to kind of get us maybe going beyond our limitations. And there's somebody here. Let me tell you a little bit about Mike Murphy. He's the author of The Creation Frequency. He's a powerful speaker, and he had a very interesting life. He's an author and talks a lot about triumph and transformation in the face of daunting circumstances, teaches people how to get clear on who they really are, and empowers them to tap into the power of God and the power of the universe. He teaches people how to write it, how to write an intention, how to record it, how to listen to it, and by this method, how to manifest anything they want. This method will be covered in detail in his upcoming book, The Creation Frequency, Tune Into the Power of the Universe to Manifest the Life of Your Dreams. He's also the founder of the Margo Foundation, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. So, Mike, thanks so much for being my guest. I'm very curious and intrigued to have this conversation with you.
Well, great. Me too, and thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. So let's talk a little bit about your story. I mean, what about you? You've written, what, 3-4 books? Is that right, or more?
I've written 3. 2 are published. I'm writing a new one now. But the latest one is The Creation Frequency, which just came out.
Uh-huh. And when was that? Recently or
recently? May 8th, 2018. So just recently.
Oh, wow. It's you gave birth, huh?
It's out there and doing well too. It's an exciting book. It's a very short, easy read, and also along with the book, we've created a very, very powerful online course. Spent over $100,000 creating it. Filmed it in our retreat center in Medellin, Colombia. It's really a beautiful place. But the course is very, very powerful, and I have a special offer for your listeners at the end of this, and where they can get the course for virtually free. And we've also created an app that's available at iTunes and Google Play, which brings the whole process of this unique way to manifest what you truly desire into the physical reality.
Mm-hmm. So can you more or less tell us about your life? I read a little bit about you, and I know what I found from doing this show for about 3 years now, a lot of the people that have had these amazing stories at some point hit bottom. I don't know if that's your story or not, but is it?
Yeah, for sure. Yes, and at a few different points in my life, and every bottom is a little different. You know, there's the physical, there's the mental, there's the emotional, and there's the spiritual. And so for me, my first bottom was actually at about age 23. So I grew up just a total party animal, and I became a juvenile delinquent, runaway, never finished school, had no desire to go to school, and just really got in a lot of trouble. And at the age of 23, I found myself married for 2 years with a 2-month-old baby, with no job, no money, no future, no education, living in my wife's parents' house with her 5 siblings, and my 2-month-old daughter. And one day I looked in the mirror and I said, you know what? You are one big loser, which I could handle. I was okay with that. But the humiliation came in realizing that everybody else under this roof knew that I was a loser. So literally Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. right before dinner, I took all my clothes, threw it in a car that didn't even belong to me, one that they were letting me borrow, and I just took off because I'd been a runaway and always taking off. And, you know, when I was unhappy, I just run away, right? So a week after partying and writing a bunch of bad checks, I called my wife up and said, okay, I'm ready to come home now. No, you're not coming home. So that was the first thing. And literally that night I found myself on the steps of a Catholic church. I grew up Catholic but didn't believe. And I said to God in my humble way, well, if you're God, then truly you could manifest yourself into physical being and sit here on these steps and talk to me, and then I could touch you, and then I could believe in you, and then I could change my life. So a couple minutes later, God showed up. No, I'm just kidding. And so, but by the grace of God, the next day I found myself in a 12-step program where for the first time I start to develop a little hope that, maybe I wasn't as unique as I thought, and perhaps that there was a way out of this mess of a life I had created. So that was my first true bottom right there, and I've had many more.
So since. Then, but that you did take action. You got involved in a 12-step program.
Yeah, exactly. I got a 12-step program, and it was in that 12-step program where someone that had become a friend of mine after a couple of years, and I would continue to relapse, and I was still struggling. I was just terrible, upset about this divorce, losing my family, no money, no future, and just a real mess of a person. And he said, you know, your life is a mess. And, you know, when a guy in a 12-step program says your life's a mess, your life's pretty messed up. And he said, but I know somebody might be able to, I know somebody might be able to help you. In my book, when I wrote the book, I couldn't remember his name. And so I call him the Mystery Man. His actual name is Douglas Fitzgerald. He's passed on now. But so I went to, he gave me the address. I called him up, set an appointment. And Mr. Fitzgerald said, hey, Mike, you come here 1 hour a week for 7 weeks. You'll get everything you desire in your life. And over those 7 weeks, he taught me this process of manifestation, you know, that I've never seen. And since then, I've read every book on the Law of Attraction, Manifestation, The Secret, You Have It. And no one has ever really written or taught what this man taught me, how to create this beautiful physical reality that, comes from your heart.
So let me, get a little clarity here. So this was last year when you're 23?
1984
now, right?
I was 20. Yeah. So
you're 20.
Exactly.
You were okay. No, and then when did you write these principles? After, I mean, you met your mentor.
No, I didn't write about them. I used them, and I immediately got my own business within a few months. After a couple of years, I got my wife and daughter back. A few more years after that, I got my first house with no money down, and so I used all those intentions that, you know, one was getting my family back, two was making a lot of money, three was having my own business, four was owning my own house. All these intentions started to come through, but I just used this for my own personal use. And it wasn't until 2011 when I had been married to another woman that I fell madly in love with, and she passed away after a 9-year battle with breast cancer, and that was Margot, who we started the Love for Margot Foundation after. And it was in that devastating moment that really God was able to really, what I say, slice open my heart, take out all the selfishness, self-centeredness, and arrogance, and replace it with just love. And so since 2011, since I lost my wife, I've been rebuilding my emotional well-being, my physical well-being, but really with just one purpose in mind, and that is to love and serve those less fortunate.
And how are you doing that now? How are you serving?
Well, the reason I write these books is to fund the work that we do. So in 2011, after my wife passed, almost immediately, within a month, another woman approached me. My wife was 38 when she passed after a 9-year battle with breast cancer. And another 38-year-old woman approached me who had just moved from Montana to the Bay Area because she had stage 4 breast cancer, and she had 3 children. So she asked, hey, can you kind of help me find an oncologist, so on and so forth. She was a friend of a friend. And I said, sure. So I took her to my wife's last oncologist, and he ordered tests, and we went around for 2 months. And this beautiful soul's name was Amanda. And so I just spent a couple months with Amanda. I'd go to that procedure. I'd go to that surgery. And what I noticed is that, one, she was a minority. Two, she didn't have a husband with her. 3, she didn't have the greatest insurance in the world. 4, she had no additional resources to spend money on her health. And so what I noticed is they treated her differently and either talked down to her or talked over her, unlike the experience I had for 9 years with my wife's medical experience. And then the final blow was 2 months after this, we go back to the oncologist, and he says, Amanda, the best protocol to extend your life are these three chemotherapies simultaneously. Unfortunately, your insurance will only pay for one, so that's all I can give you. And I honestly, my jaw probably literally dropped open, and I just immediately reached in my pocket and said, here's my credit card. You give her whatever she needs. And so unbeknownst to me, that was the first seed of what is now the Love for Margo Foundation. And we lost Amanda about 18 months after that. And I sat by her bedside the last few days of her life. But since then, I've worked with maybe almost 300 women now in the same kind of circumstances, which has really shifted my worldview of medical treatment and how to heal. And so as a result of that, I bought a farm almost 2 years ago now in Medellin, Colombia, where we're building a healing center where people can go and get well. Because, you know, disease, it doesn't matter if it's cancer, diabetes, obesity, addiction, depression, disease is disease and health is health. And in the Western model, we're using really Newtonian physics, and it's just, you know, the five senses, and we're not factoring in really good nutrition. We're not factoring in the emotional. We're not factoring in the psychological. And a lot of illnesses stems from emotional or mental issues, right? So in our center, we're going to treat all three. And when you treat all three, then you get into the spiritual, and that's where miracles can take place.
Uh-huh. So tell me more about the Margo Foundation. It started, this was your wife that had breast cancer for 9 years.
Yeah. So Margo passed away in 2011. I met Amanda a month later, and I officially formed the 501c3 in January 2012. Our original mission was to provide financial grants to women below the poverty line in the Bay Area while they battle cancer. And so we did that for like 3 years, and I probably would give away, you know, probably $250,000 to these women every year to pay their rent, pay their utilities, buy them a juicing machine, buy them a water purifier. But the biggest thing we were really providing was hope and love and someone to talk to that understood, because the women we deal with don't have very little emotional support, if any, and it's usually from, you know, the church and not from a family member. So that's what made me feel the best. What made me feel bad after a few years is they were already had financial issues to begin with, so I felt like we were just throwing this money away. I go, how can we better spend this money, right? So that's when I got into the juicing machines and the water purifiers and the organic vegetables. But then all of a sudden, they looked at me as like their doctor. I go, well, no, that doesn't work either. So what we're doing now, besides building the center in Colombia where they can go for natural healing, we're also taking our website, and it's going to be a resource of anybody that's newly diagnosed that heard the words, you know, unfortunately you have cancer. We're going to create this website. We'll have a lot of interviews of people that have heard those words before, where I'll interview them and say, okay, so share your experience, strength, and hope. What happened? So someone hearing those words today, what would you say to them? And so have a wealth of information from people that have actually gone through this. And so people can say, okay, yeah, I get it. Okay, that's me. I can relate to that. And what did you do to get well? Well, I did this, this, and this, or I went here. So it'll be a big resource for people that diagnosed with cancer. In addition to that, we just opened a community center where we're going to go into the community and work with the youth and teach them this creation frequency process. Because here's the problem as I see it in the world is that, you know, we've lost our power, our individual power. You know,
you're talking about in life in general or in the medical establishment in particular?
But it starts with the individual, right? So we have to take our power back. And so, you know, we're born into this physical reality, and the first thing they tell us is we're born a sinner. I'm thinking, well, what were we doing in there for 9 months, right? But they want to take the power. And then we're born into, you know, systems, a medical system, place in a family system, a religious system, an education system, a geopolitical system, a financial system, system. And what do we want in our heart and soul? We want freedom. And so immediately there's a disconnect between the mind and the heart. The way I see it is they want us to live in the head, in the mind, were these fearful thoughts. And so it's easy to program a mind. It's impossible to take someone's heart and soul. Okay, that's why you have to sign your soul away. They can't take it. They can brainwash the mind. They can get you to do whatever they want. But when it comes
right.
to the heart and soul, that's your true essence. That we're not our thoughts. We're not our mind. We are
right.
energy. We are essence. We are power. We're spirit. And when we can get back into there, and you know, I say the hardest, longest journey that each and every one of us must take, is 18 inches long. And unfortunately, most of us take it in that last breath. And I'm saying, no, let's take it now. Let's move from the head to the heart, okay? Because in the head, it's a mess. In the heart, it's pure. And then if you want to get into the true mind, in my opinion, let's talk about
right.
the gut. You know, let's talk about our instincts. You know, how do these birds know to fly south? And how do the whales know to go north and south? Because
right.
they have a navigational system, and that's us in our gut. That's why, you know, everybody's gut in America is ruined with these GMOs, this glyphosate, you know. And so our third eyes are closed. I mean, they got us, right? So my whole life is about people to understand how this physical reality really works and how the spiritual world really works, and then how we're spiritual beings in this physical environment, and we got to transcend the five senses and understand our power lies in the spiritual and in the energy systems. And then it's all about energy, because when you break the physical down, it's just atoms held together by force, magnetic force, which, you know, the Chinese call chi and the Indians call prana and Tesla called plasma, right? And so when we tap
yeah.
into that energy and the one infinite mind of the creator that created all this, then we can literally almost, okay, this is why the law of attraction gets bad rep, because, you know, people say you can manifest anything. Okay, well, I'm 60 years old. If I write an intention to play quarterback for the 49ers next year, I don't
right.
think that's going to happen. But I'm not saying
you don't
it's not
think
possible,
so.
But the problem
yeah.
is
let me just interrupt you here a little bit. I guess where I'm into is it's integrating the mind and the spirit and the emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's the integration of all of them. They're
yeah.
all important.
Yeah.
And it's not just
yeah.
putting the intellect at the bottom. It's a matter of integration and this idea that to love, you know, to love our mind, to love our heart, to love our soul,
yeah.
our spirit,
yeah.
and to see them all together, working together. And I think
yeah.
that's kind of how I see it. Which sounds like that might be a little different than the way you see it.
No, I couldn't agree with you more, to be honest with you. But the important thing, I think, is to understand the mind, right? So we have the
uh-huh.
subconscious and the conscious, right? And so to
right.
give you an example, and not many people know this, but right now your subconscious mind, my subconscious mind, is taking in over 1 million bits of information every single second. And then
uh-huh.
it delivers 40 bits of information to our conscious mind, because that's all the conscious mind can handle. Now, here's the secret. The subconscious mind is choosing what 40 bits of information to send to the conscious mind based on what it thinks we desire, based on our self-talk, based on our actions, based on our habits,
right.
based on our programming. And until we get really, really clear of that we've been programmed from birth until we wake up by somebody else's agenda, and then when we wake up, we can go in and erase that programming and that agenda and really get into our heart and find out, okay, what's true for me? You know, I promise you there's a ton of lawyers and doctors. I know you're a lawyer. So lawyers and doctors walking around, but that wasn't really their intention. That was their parents' intention or someone else's
uh-huh.
intention. And so there's a disconnect of, you know, and I love how you transcended from, you know, being a trial lawyer into doing this kind of work. I mean, not many trial lawyers have done this transition
right.
that you're doing, right? And
thank
with
you.
Yoga and meditation. And so
yeah.
because and that's your heart, that's your essence. Now, I don't know if you were fighting that when you were a trial lawyer or there was something in your mind going, oh, I'm missing something. Something's not right. But I think for a lot of people, there's this disconnect.
Right. I kind of did this early on, got into meditation and yoga when I was a young lawyer. In terms of the music, I've been playing music since I've been 6 years old, and I
yeah.
you know, I just find that you need to do, and I continue to grow, work on myself, and what what I'm curious about is I've heard a lot about manifestation, and I've read The Secret, and I've done a lot of work. But what is your system for, it says, you know, to tune in to the power of the universe and create the life of your dreams. So what is your approach? And I'm sure the listeners are curious about, okay, what's this guy saying about, yeah, how do I manifest this? What's your system for manifestation?
Yeah, and so what we teach in our course, and it takes about 6-7 hours to complete, and it really goes deep, and so you really understand how all this works. But the bottom line is that what the mystery man taught me is write an intention as if it already exists, because there's no difference between imagination and reality. So imagine this.
Right.
You know, I've been divorced for 2 years. I'm devastated. And he says, what's the most important thing you want? I want to reconcile with my wife and my daughter and get my family
right
back. So we write an intention. And the intention goes like this. I love how Lisa and I are so happily married. I love how our daughter, Michelle, thrives in this marriage, on and on and on. It might be 3-4 sentences, might be no more than 1 or 2
right
paragraphs. Okay? So I did this for every area of my life. We break the area of life into 6 different categories to create balance. Then in week 7, now remember this is 1982, he brings out a boom box, and he sticks in a cassette tape that's playing theta brainwave music. Then brings out a cassette player and puts another cassette tape in there, and he hands me a microphone, he hands me a relaxation script, and he hands me my 6 intentions that I've written for my life, and he has me record them onto the cassette tape. So after 7 weeks, 1 hour a week, working with a mystery man, I leave there $350 poorer with a cassette tape.
Right.
Now, the cassette tape turned out to be priceless, because every morning, every night, I would listen to this intention that we've written. And part of the writing the process is to erase the previous programming and instill into the subconscious mind what we truly desire. So now the subconscious mind is always going through this million bits of information, the supercomputer, and delivering what's going to bring me my realization into my physical reality of my heartfelt intentions. And so by listening every morning, every night, and the other thing that I really believe is that that energy, that vibration, that frequency goes out into the universe, right? So, you know, like for example, right now you think I'm speaking words, but the truth is my vocal cords are moving air molecules, which is creation of vibrational frequency that goes through this phone into your phone, and then
right
it goes into your eardrum. But in your mind, it's digitalized. So the language is created in your mind. I'm just moving air molecules. And so these are just one thing to break down the illusion of the physicality of the world, because it's not what we think it is. And when we break
right
free of the 5 senses, you know, then we can expand. And I think the highest frequency is love. So I really try to get people to move from the head to the heart and say, okay, what's going to really make me feel good in my life to bring fulfillment and purpose, you know? And I think that's what we all desire.
Yeah. So to kind of back to the creation frequency you're talking about is so you would suggest that people on their mobile device or whatever record themselves what their intention is. That's how in practical
terms. Well,
it's even
better than that, because I spent over $30,000 to create an app that's free on iTunes or Google Play, and they download the creation frequency app. It's a recorder.
Okay.
But the record, when they record, it's already embedded with high-frequency theta brainwave music.
Uh-huh.
And we also instilled in that app the relaxation script. And then if they want, if I have a special offer for them, or they can get the course for free. And when you take the course, you understand what I'm talking about in depth, and it really illustrates how the world works in the way of energy, vibration, frequency, and that how this makes perfect sense. You know, the law of attraction is ancient teachings, you know. And what I love about the world today with new technologies and science has now proven it to be true, that we create our physical reality based on our thoughts and our emotions. And
right
we've been doing it our entire life, but we do it unconsciously. And my message is to do it consciously.
One of the first books I read, I was in law school, actually, when I read this, Think and Grow Rich. And that's
exactly
what – and a little bit – I was very kind of radical politically. And so there was this little bit of a resistance I had to reading this book by this guy that basically wrote the book for – he was hired to write for wealthy people, study the Rockefellers
right
and – Watson, right, all that kind of
Carnegie,
thing. But the thing about writing, you know, writing down what you want and when you're going to manifest it by. I will, you know, make so much money and by such and such a date and what you're willing to do. But I know what you described with the cassettes is exactly what I did years ago when I was doing a lot of affirmations on finding my soulmate. This is probably 82, the same year you were doing it. And I even recorded myself, my voice, but I will now be with my soulmate in 82.
Yeah.
And what was about, 6 months later, I met her. And I every night I would play my cassette player. I am now Marcus, now with his soulmate. And I read that book by Shakti Gavain, Creative Visualizations. And it worked on that level. But I found, too, it doesn't work for everybody. And why do you think that people that – and that was a criticism with The Secret, too, was that, wait a minute, it's not quite that simple. A lot of people imagine what they want and visualize it, but it doesn't happen. Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Belief. I think people that believe it will happen, it happens for, and people that believe it somehow there's a subconsciously they can't really believe it, and so there's a blockage, right? And so, and the other thing is, I think people, we live in a microwave society, and they want everything now, okay? I mean, it was 2 years of listening to stuff before my wife called me up and said, hey, you know, will you take me to a Christmas party, right? I mean, do you think, you know, so I'm picking up my daughter, and, you know, some guy she just, you know, is practically living with is in her house with my daughter, and I'm going, you know, and I'm listening to stuff every month. I mean, there's pain involved in that, okay? It took a little bit of courage and hanging in there and being true. At the same time,
commitment.
I was working on myself, too. I was changing my vibrational frequency to be a better person, a better father, a better husband. So there's I don't think, you know, the problem with what I see with the law of attraction today, they make it sound too simple and that anything is possible. Well, you know, they overpromise and underdeliver. I do just the opposite, you know. I try to underpromise and overdeliver, and I'm convinced without it. In fact, everybody that's taken this course and has done through this process and created, their lives are changing dramatically for the better. And so I'm sensitive to say it's easy, that life will get easier. So I say, because life is hard, let's face it. I mean, we live in a crazy place right
Challenging.
Now.
Challenging.
So life is difficult. I mean, that's a fact, right? The problem with
Mike,
is they don't think they should have any problems.
It sounds what you have to offer is fantastic. And I want to encourage our listeners to contact you and get your books and find out about your program. So how do they do that? You have a website.
Yeah, so I've set it up real simple. So the book's on Amazon. I think today it's priced, you know, they change price every day. I think today it's $12.86. So if you go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, you buy the book for $12.86, and you send an email to specialoffer@thecreationfrequency.com. That's specialoffer@thecreationfrequency.com. Just send us an email, say, here's my proof of purchase, and we will send you access to the Creation Frequency online course for free. And if they want to know more about the course, you can go to thecreationfrequency.com, and there's free video on there. It tells you how the course works. The app's already free on iTunes and Google Play. So for $12.86, I paid $3.50 for this in 82. That's $1,100 today in today's dollars. But the truth is it's frigging priceless for anybody that wants to get unstuck, take their power back, and create a much, much better life. Again, it's not
so
easy.
What's that email again? How do they email you? What's the email? So they buy your book.
Yes.
You're saying they buy your book on Amazon, and then they'll get a receipt of purchase, and then they just send you the receipt of purchase. What's your email again?
It's specialoffer@thecreationfrequency.com.
Specialoffer@thecreationfrequency.com. Okay, so it's specialoffer@thecreationfrequency.com, and then they'll have access to your online course?
Yeah, so that'll get them access to the online course. It takes about 6-7 hours to complete it. When they're done, they'll have a blueprint of all their belief systems. They'll have their intentions written out, and then they just get the app, and they download the app, and then they record their intentions. They listen every morning, every night, and if the exact intention they wrote doesn't come true, something better will show up.
Well, it sounds
and
great,
that's the
Mike.
Important thing. That's the important thing, Mark, to realize that we're the co-creator of our life with the creator of all. So, for example, I created an intention to create this center in Columbia for women with cancer.
Right,
well, after doing a few weeks and experience,
Go
ahead.
We only have about 30 seconds.
Okay.
Unfortunately, otherwise we could be talking for 2 days. I know we could.
No kidding.
But I really appreciate you being on the show. It's been great. And I feel your passion. I mean, it comes across that you're passionate and committed, and the love you have for humanity is there. So thanks again to Mike Murphy for being our guest on the Inspire Possibilities Show.
You've been listening to Inspire Possibilities Show with Mark Susnow. To learn more about Mark Susnow, go to inspirepossibility.com. And click on the contact button. Schedule a complimentary visit with Mark or email him at mark@inspirepossibility.com. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine.